Chris?
Good morning, Paul.
Chris, you are a man of your word.
Yep.
As am I. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would.
Let me just explain. Chris is a patient of mine, and I love I ask patients to do interviews with me because they, like me, spent some time, maybe a lot of time, trying to figure out a way to shore up their health, to find a solution to restoring their health, and they're very loath to use medications, as I am, and hoping that natural methods would be useful. And oh my gosh, you amongst thousands, tens of thousands, are finding out the nutrition really works, aren't you?
Oh yes.
So how did let's start from the beginning, Chris? How did you come to get evaluated with this nutrition response testing technology in the first place? What got you here?
I kept having heartburn to the point where I thought I needed to go to the hospital, that I was dying. And I was listening to your show in the morning, probably over about a time period of a year.
A year?
Yep. And it sounded like you knew what you were talking about and that you could help me. And I had a false heart attack in New Year's Eve. And
oh my goodness.
Shortly after, I came to see you.
So the false heart attack, was that something that was a diagnosis that was given to you, or is that something you labeled yourself?
Yeah, they gave me Prilosec and said, take these and you'll be fine.
Aha, the old Prilosec trick.
Yep.
And so you had been experiencing some of these things, little flashes of these things earlier on, weren't you?
Yes. About 4 years ago, I had an incident where I also went to the emergency room. And they diagnosed me with heartburn. I've never experienced it before, and it just kind of hit me and lasted about a month, and then it got to where it just was extremely painful. And I took, I think at that time was Zantac, and it pretty much went away. And then just this, during Christmas vacation, it just started hitting me worse and worse and worse, and by New Year's Eve, I was really hurting.
And just sort of to, I guess, some fill in some details. I mean, you know, I often talk about pharmaceuticals being masking agents or agents that essentially perhaps they may eliminate a symptom, but they really don't treat the root cause of the problem. Now, I'm sure you heard me say that many times.
Yes.
And I
pretty much had been eating fast food at the time I was 19, at least daily. And so when they gave me the Zantac, you know, the symptoms went away, but I still kept eating garbage.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm as guilty as everyone back when. And so you took this medication, but it was really only masking the symptoms is really where I was going. And ultimately, you know, my whole drive, my passion is actually to get at the root cause of the problem. And you were just sort of touching on that, and that is what you put in your mouth.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. So you came in, and were you suffering, were there any other symptoms? I mean, did you have energy issues? Did you have sleep issues? Did you have, muscular or musculoskeletal pain or anything like that? Or was it
It was mostly my left arm
that
hurt, and that's what I kept thinking it was the heart issue.
Right.
But pretty much any time I eat something I'm not supposed to be eating, I get pain in my left arm.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. So, okay, so you after a year, and, you know, I sort of emphasized that because it took me a little longer on my own, so, you know, you were quick. Of course, you know, both of us would probably say, why wait, right?
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, you came in and you were searching other options. Why? I mean, what drove you?
What had happened is I had been somewhat dairy intolerant, and so I had switched to things like soy, and eventually I started, you know, after listening to your show, it's like, well, I have no idea what my body needs. I could be giving it the wrong thing, and so I finally decided to come see you to find out what my body needs.
Exactly.
Like, filling it with soy and
oh my gosh,
bread.
But this is what happens when we're just stabbing, you know, when we're reading. You know, the good thing about it is there's a lot of information out there, and there are lots of different options and supplements and vitamins. And, you know, one person says this and one person says that. And everybody's trying to apply what someone else says to themselves. But it turns out that you and I both discovered there's really only one approach. Right?
Yes.
And that's your approach.
Yes.
Or for the individual.
Finding out what I need.
Exactly. Exactly. Finding out what we need individually. Finding out what foods essentially interfere with our normal functional operation, which is basically all you're describing, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because you're not functioning. Right. And finding out whether there are any other what we call barriers to healing or nutritional deficiencies. And those are the things that you listen to, you know, on the show for quite a long time, and now you made the move and you've taken advantage of it, and you know, I mean, you said that you tried some medications. Had you tried any other vitamins or any other supplements before that?
No, not really. I wasn't doing that. I was trying to avoid dairy, but trying to fulfill that with soy products. Didn't take any other supplements.
Yeah. It's just kind of the hit and miss strategy, right? I mean, the scattergun approach. Let's take it, throw it against the wall, see if it sticks.
Right.
You know, kind of deal. And you just got tired of it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't working.
Oh, good. Oh, gee. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not working for most folks, but they don't know that there's an option, which is why I asked you, you know, if you would consent to come on, because it's knowing that there's an option, a real option. So was the evaluation painful?
No.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
Unusual, though?
A little bit, yeah.
Describe it. I mean, what made it unusual for you?
Well, just the ability to the testing, the muscle testing, and be able to pinpoint some things that I kind of thought in the back of my head, and you were able to confirm that I was having trouble with, like my gallbladder and other things. And I was just amazed at how accurate you were able to find things that I'd already had suspicions that were wrong with me.
And so if somebody told you, oh, this whole thing is just quackery, it's just, you know, there's just no proof at all that this stuff has any, you know, effectiveness whatsoever, and there's no scientific basis for this, what would you say to them?
Try it. It's working for me. I've been coming about 60 days now. I can tell that my digestive system is already changing. I'm feeling better. I enjoy cooking and eating good food. And I know now what the foods are.
But there's no scientific basis. Come on, Chris.
Yeah, but it works. and I'm not taking medicines that say you could, you know, that the side effects are worse than the cure. What we're doing is food.
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
No side effects to food.
And one might categorize or label this particular, information or experience as anecdotal, and anecdotal experiences, of course, get short shrift by the scientific community. But it seems like this anecdotal information is quite effective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think we'll give it up. What do you say?
No, I'm sticking to it. Definitely feel much better.
And that acid reflux is essentially history, unless, of course, you go against or violate or ignore or whatever your particular program.
Exactly.
And that in and of itself is probably all the proof we need.
Yes.
So you're being supported through this process?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah. So you mean, I mean, are you getting? Well, let's back it up. I should say this: are you being supported in the office through this process?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The office is very supportful.
And so, when you say mostly, you're thinking about what?
Certain family members.
Aha. Let's talk. Yeah. Right. And that's, and honestly, when you go against the, you know, the conservative wind, as I sometimes refer to it, you know, when you have to actually take control, when you decide to take control, and in taking control, this looks to others like, you know, I mean, you know, how come you're not doing exactly what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how does that make you feel?
Well, it was a little hard in the beginning, because, you know, I was used to hamburgers and a lot of food that had nothing in it.
Nothing, no nutritional value.
Yeah. Right. No nutritional value.
Yeah.
And, I was starting to think that, you know, high blood pressure was coming and I was going to be a diabetic, and, my vision started to get worse. But like I said, fast food, everybody knows that's going to kill you, but I just kept eating it.
Despite the movie Supersize, right? You just scoffed at it.
It was a timing thing, you know?
Isn't it?
It's so easy. It doesn't take time. You just do it. You're tired, and you don't want to put the effort in. But, you know, once I got into it and making food for myself and going around the edges of the grocery store.
Yes, on the outside. I taught you that. Right, yeah. Going around there. Maybe you knew it beforehand. I don't know. But it's something that we emphasize for sure, walking into a supermarket. And going around the outside, the perimeter of the market will keep you out of the most trouble. That
and enjoying fresh peeled carrots again, and you know the stuff that your mother always wanted you to eat, and it's been really fun.
It's tough to admit your mom was right, huh?
I know.
Come on, tell her, Mom, you were right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And so this, you know, one thing I kind of wanted to back up a little bit, and that is this issue of family support or friend support.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's not much there.
Right.
And so how do you handle it? I mean, what do you do that enables you to, I mean, or how do you think about it, or that enables you to, you know, continue to move in this direction that you're moving, which clearly may be contrary to, you know, their pressure.
Well, it becomes a matter of health instead of lifestyle. You know, everybody's having pizza or something like this, and you look at it more of, this is going to hurt me. And
regardless of what they say.
Yeah, regardless of what they say, I know that if I get into that, it's going to hurt me. I'm going to have a side effect to that food, and if I, you know, bring my healthy food with me, you know, I'm feeling a lot better, and most of them are supportive of that, and you just feel better.
And you just feel better. So, you know, of course, you know, living in the world, it's a lot easier when you feel better.
Yeah, and I know what's in the food I'm making because I am making it myself, so I know there's, you know, nobody adding things to it or preserving it. It's all fresh.
So
right
cool.
Off the edge of the store.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. I mean, what, you know, what we often say is, you know, does that blank taste as good as I feel today?
Right. Yeah. Well, like I was telling you, it got bad to where I pretty much thought I was dying every week.
It's no way to live, and you're a young guy.
I'm 38. So
that means you potentially could have, you know, 30 or 40 years just maybe living like you feel like you're...
Could be good years if we stay on this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I guess one of the questions I want to ask is what are some of the biggest surprises to you since you began your nutritional transformation?
Probably the way my digestive system works. I've had sour stomach since I was a kid.
So it goes back even farther, really.
Yeah, I learned to deal with the sour stomach issue because I, from a child, I had, nervous stomach and not good
digestion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very poor digestion. So I got kind of used to that and tried to avoid certain dairy products. And so I'd been dealing with the sour stomach for, since I was a kid.
Wow.
And then just in the last 5 or 6 years is when the heartburn started.
Really, you can really see the process just kind of, getting worse and worse. And
deteriorating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So since I've been on the program, the way my digestive system works is totally different than my entire life.
Wow.
So it's starting to operate correctly, and that is amazing.
Wow. It is amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's just nutrition. Hey, Chris, if you can just take a few extra minutes of this radio time, I've got to take a break, but I've got a few more questions for you. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Great.